The gardens, run by local residents, sprawl across much of the city, mostly on city-owned land. Executive Director Melissa Fratello says 10 additional sites approved a week ago bring the total to 94, and there are more on privately owned land and on some rooftops in the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus and the Gloria J. Parks Community Center. Fratello says more and more people want a garden.
We've never seen the demand that we have seen this year. You know, it was completely unexpected. I don't know if it has anything to do with the winter that we had. It very well could be. People just had cabin fever and can't wait to get outside. But, you know, usually we see 3 to 5 new applicants every year, and we had, you know, close to 20.
Fratello says local gardeners are also learning about crops and foods they never knew about, as immigrants bring in crops from back home and provide recipes for parts of plants people from here haven't traditionally eaten. She says there's also an effort to grow more fruit trees or potentially a grassroots garden orchard, slowed by the years before there's a harvest. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.